Hi, this is Congressman Sean Casten. I am calling to invite you to join my telephone town hall, which is taking place in just a few moments. Please just stay on the line and you will be automatically connected. If you have any questions after the event or if I can assist you in any way, please call my office at 630-520-9450. And if you'd like to be added to our do not call list, please press 9 now. Thank you.
Please hold while we connect you to your Access Live event. This Access Live event is currently in progress. Please note that this call may be monitored, recorded, or rebroadcast.
It's arguably completely appropriate for some of those border states to say to the other state, hey, can you help out a little bit? That's unfortunately not what's happened. So Governor Abbott has started putting people on buses and sending them to other states without any notice. We've gotten a lot of calls from people saying, do you have any sense of when the next bus is coming? And we don't know. The buses get sent up the road, the planes in some kind. We've heard anecdotally that the bus drivers themselves may not know until they're within an hour of Chicago of where they're going. The city of Chicago has generally been expending significant and I think appropriately moral resources when those folks get up here and make sure that they're vaccinated, their medical needs are met, and they've got some kind of stability. And remember, these are people who have already gone through, they've been preliminarily screened, they're waiting for a notice of a hearing, a court date, so that they can determine whether they're going to get asylum status or something else. But during that time, you know, they're not going to go back home. We've determined they're not, you know, bad folks that we need to send through. But how do you deal with that from a decent human dignity perspective? And since Chicago's had no advance notice, they've pushed the governor, you may have seen Governor Pritzker's letter, to try to get advance notice. That's not been successful. And Chicago, the city of Chicago, announced that they were going to start impounding or fining buses that showed up without advance notice at crazy hours of the night. And that triggered a certain sort of whack-a-mole game. So now, you know, just in the last month or so, all of a sudden these buses are hitting the suburbs. 9 buses in Elmhurst, 20 buses in Wheaton, 8 buses in Downers Grove, 12 in Hinsdale. I could go on and on down the list. And so now all of a sudden these suburban mayors are struggling to try to get that through. In general, it's been okay, but there's obviously some challenge in sharing some resources.